Welcome. This is the audio pre-show note for Speaking Vibrations, a co-creation by Joanne Bryan, Carmel Cachero, King Kimbert, and Jordan Simonis, working under the creative direction of Jackie DeToy and Pamela Witcher. My name is Jackie, and I will be your describer for this performance. These introductory notes will last approximately 6 minutes and will include descriptions of the theater, set, costumes, and performers. This is an inclusive, multidisciplinary, and multisensory experience using ASL song and poetry, music, rhythm tap, and dance. You are in the ODD Box Theater, the Ottawa Dance Directives Box Theater. Known as the ODD Box Theatre, is a black box studio with a black mat finished floor. Black curtains travel along the three sides of the stage space, with the audience seating on the floor of the stage and risers. There are 6 rows with 2 aisles. There are 50 seats, with the majority being bright yellow plastic seats. Additionally, for this performance, there are an additional 2 rows of 2 on the left and right of the stage, angled and are black plastic chairs, and in the center are mats with cushions. Guests enter on the stage level at the 1st row before the risers on the right side of the room. The stage is on the right and the risers are on the left. Lobby, signage, and event advisories. Regarding vibro-tactile devices, there will be 12 to 24 vibro-tactile devices located on specific seats in the theater. If you are pregnant, have a pacemaker, or have a medical condition that may be aggravated by intense vibration or magnets, do not use or sit in a seat that has a vibro-tactile pillow. Please note that there are themes and references to mental health, ableism, and racism in this performance. In one scene, performed in visual vernacular, the history of enslaved African peoples being trafficked is signed. Setting. This play takes place in a storytelling world that brings together 4 women who each express their stories in their unique way, such as through ASL poetry, song, and tap dance. The set. When we enter, the set is already in place. There's a light-colored wooden floor that sits 1 inch above the black stage floor. The stage space is approximately 11 paces wide and 8 paces deep. At the back of the stage space is a large white screen that fills the full height of the space, approximately 6 paces wide and 18 feet high. In the center of the screen is a large black box about 1 arm length wide and deep. This is a subwoofer, which vibrates the stage for the performers to feel the heartbeat sound effect and other amplified microphone moments in the piece. There are 2 small openings at the back that serve as entrance and exit points for the performers. Performers. There are 4 performers in this performance. In order of appearance, Joanne Bryan is a black Barbadian woman who is of average height with her hair in a short fro. She wears a bright green Nigerian-style outfit with a shirt that flows out from her waist, ending just past her hips. The wide sleeves extend outward just past her elbows. She wears matching green pants and brown lace-up shoes. She performs using ASL poetry and visual vernacular, which is a form of performance art that combines theatrical techniques, mime, and sign language to convey emotions and stories. Carmel Cachero is a short Filipina woman and has long black hair tucked away from her face. She wears a black long-sleeve shirt, red linen, wide-legged pants, and a matching malong, which is a tubular-like red fabric, like a sash, that extends across her left shoulder and ends past her right hip. Tied around her wrists are matching red fabric. She performs rhythm tap dance and body percussion. King Kingbit is a short Vietnamese woman with her long black hair tied in a high bun. She wears a flowing dark blue Vietnamese-style robe inspired by the Nguyen dynasty and wears black ankle boots. King sings and offers spoken word poetry. Elizabeth is a white woman of French, Canadian, English, and Scottish descent and is of average height. She has olive skin and long brown hair and wears a white draping Grecian-style fabric that forms a halter-like wrap dress. In the piece, she uses contemporary dance and tap dance to communicate. Projections. Later, this white screen will have nature scenes such as jellyfish floating in the ocean, hills, a burning campfire, and a forest, among other images. Additionally, there are open captions that will appear over top of the images, translating the ASL signed poetry and song to written English or transcribing the spoken word to written English. The words are presented in dynamic ways, sometimes moving like roots of a tree growing down into the soil, or floating and spiraling, or slowly scrolling up and down the screen in different computerized and handwritten fonts. Vibro-tactile devices. Vibro-tactile devices. The entire experience of the show is complemented by the vibro-tactile devices on a majority of the seats. The devices are pillows. These devices vibrate based on the percussion that the performers make throughout the performance. Dance and movement. This piece blends together many different forms of movement and dance that are informed by the four women's lived histories and stories. They at times echo ASL and visual vernacular movements that echo the song or poetry King speaks, and other times flow abstractly, interpreting the rhythms and vibrations the others produce. Key handshapes and signs. There are several repeated handshapes in the performance. World, which is created by holding both hands in front of your chest, palms facing each other, with your fingers curling around an imaginary dodgeball. Story. Two hands, palms facing up, pressing pinkies together, forming a V shape with hands as if your palms are pages of a book. Disconnected, which is created by the index and thumb pinching together, interlocking both the left and right fingers and then letting go, moving them apart to separate the fingers from each hand. Heartbeat, which is created by holding the world hand shape of a ball in front and squeezing to the beat of a heart. A heartbeat is also sometimes represented by one hand with a pointed index finger moving into the heartbeat onto the flat palm of the other hand. Sound. The performers use head mics and microphones when speaking and also have shoe microphones to amplify their dance movements. These are amplified by speakers hung on either side of the stage. This concludes the introductory notes. We hope you enjoy the show.